Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday afternoon. This is Average Joe for Average Joe Radio. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about the Civil War. This is a continuation of our American War series. We had the pilot episode was about war in general, and then we did. I'm doing these from memory, so if I forget any, I may. We did the American Revolution. We did the War of 1812. We did the American Indian War, and then the Mexican War. So today we have made it to the Civil War, and but first, this day in history, in 1881, Billy the Kid is shot to death. Sheriff Pat Garrett shoots Henry McCarty, popularly known as Billy the Kid, to death at the Maxwell Ranch in New Mexico. Garrett, who had been tracking the kid for 3 months after the gunslinger had escaped from prison only days before his scheduled execution, got a tip that Billy was holed up with friends. While Billy was gone, Garrett waited in the dark in his bedroom. Wow. When Billy entered, Garrett shot him. So, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword. Kind of. Or the six shooters, it may be. Let's see. If you want to call in, we're going to go ahead and start talking about the Civil War here. Mr. Scott, are you there?
I heard the unmuted thing. Yes, yes. I'm here.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome. Welcome.
Cool.
If you want to call in, 914-219-0884. For those of you that don't know Mr. Scott, I mean, you should know if you've been listening enough by now. He's been kind of, Mr. Ed McMahon for the last...
I appreciate that very much.
...several episodes. But he is remote. He's actually in Indonesia, so he has to dial in and... you know, to get in on the show. So we have a remote studio in Indonesia. It's actually a tent set up with engineers surrounding him with headphones and lots of technical equipment with lots of dials and needles flexing and all that stuff. So you're not intimidated by all that gear, I hope, Mr. Scott.
If I could see it, I'm sure I would be. But I'm in good shape right now.
So, I'm just kidding.
No.
Mr. Scott is, well, yeah, I mean, I'm to everybody else. I know you know I'm kidding, but so Mr. Scott is remote, but he's actually right here in the mountains of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, you can get my QTH. No problem at all.
I moved
away from the Familia tribe 29 years ago. Just happened to be the way it was, but... Thank you for staying in touch with me, and I appreciate you listening to my input. It's not at all unlike yours.
So, Civil War. I just wanted to run a few numbers, and then we'll get into the tail, as it were, of the Civil War, and talk about the the cause and who and where and when. And we're not going to get into a lot of detail so far as dates and generals and names and all that stuff, but for two reasons. One, it'll probably bore you to death, and two, I'm not as historically savvy enough to rattle that stuff off and bore you to death. So let's just look at some quick numbers. Civil War, it started in 1861. I think the first state actually seceded, which was South Carolina, in 1860, and that was in December of 1860. So by 1861, other states started seceding, but it went till 1865. So in the Union Army, which was the Northerners, or let's just say everybody but the South, There was a total of 2,213,363 service members. That's pretty admirable size army there. Battle deaths in the Union, 140,414. Other deaths in theater, what were they doing watching movies? 224,097. Non-mortal woundings, and this is again is still in the Union Army, 281,881. Man, the numbers are just incredible. Okay, so down to the Confederates, which is the South. Total service members, 1,050,000. So there was less than half. The Confederate Army was less than half the Union Army, but that's still a pretty sizable army. Battle deaths, 74,524. And so we actually lost a lot less men. Other deaths in theater, 59,297. So still, if you combine those, it's still a lot less than what the Union lost. And then non-mortal woundings, unknown. There was no documentation. And again, this is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs that I'm getting this information from, so I'm reasonably sure it's accurate.
Cool.
So, if anybody wants to call in, 914-219-0884. Mr. Scott, I'll put you on the spot. Huh?
No, you may well. You may well. In 12 seconds.
I'm just going to put
this would be a perfect night for other partisans to call in. I'd love to hear that. But put me on the spot,
yeah.
Brother.
Oh, well, I just wanted, and if you don't, I mean, I wouldn't want somebody to ask me this question myself, but I think
cool.
You know more than I do.
But go ahead.
So give me a general rundown. I mean, the we call it the Civil War, but some of us would say that it's the War of Northern Aggression, and that's not just a Southern you know gotcha. It's really they actually attacked us first.
Right.
You know, the reason was because we had states backing out, you know, seceding. And so just, you know, what do you give me a synopsis
Cool. First of all, when it was every Sunday afternoon when it was discussed, it was on Sunday afternoon, wasn't every Sunday afternoon. It was always called the Civil War. They never called it War of Northern Aggression. I took it
right up
in my formative teenage years because I was so much smarter than everyone else. But they called it, they realized that the country was about to be split in half, and nobody wanted that. But no one wants people in your front yard enforcing what they think should be going on. So I think I was blessed to... mainly blessed never to have been there when it was going on. But way every faction of the family talked about it, and we have the letters, the parchment letters from, or I don't know what they are, sepia letters from prison of war camps, and, you know, this is the more recent war we all remember, and of course, there was World War One and Two in there, and I'm sure you and I each have people having been involved in that. But for some reason, this was the most civil Bruderskrieg, as the Germans called it, brother on brother war. And it's kind of, they're all kind of rough. This one sounds pretty dang rough.
Yeah.
If that answers your question.
No, that's cool. I mean, there was no wrong answer. I think my great-great-great-grandfather and I might have mentioned this earlier in when we were talking about the war series or just war in general, was in the Confederate Army, and he was captured and held captive, I believe, until the end of the war. And I'm kind of thankful that he was, because otherwise I might not be here. He could have been killed.
No doubt.
You know, and nobody knows how it could have went. But I'm gonna just I've got an article here by Dr. James McPherson, and I'm gonna get into that. But we got another caller. I think we got Average Don coming in here.
Cool.
Average Don, is that you?
That is me.
Welcome to Average Joe.
A couple things I'm going to just quick touch on. The comment on the War of Northern Aggression. The North's attempt to force the South back into the Union. I have read the articles that talked about that had it been understood at the time of the Revolutionary War, the signing of the Constitution and the Declaration, all of that, that a state could not back out. They did not join in the during the Revolutionary War times with a in perpetuity agreement there. It's that they agreed to join, and it was understood they could agree to leave.
Cool.
It
right.
was then the North that chose to impose remaining in the Union on the South. The South had every right to secede if they wanted to. And so as far as who instigated, had the North vacated South Carolina property at Sumter, they would not have been attacked. They were actually the South trying to reclaim their property back from the Union, and the Union refusing to leave. So it is a war of Northern aggression, regardless of whether we call it the Civil War or not. That's my personal
right.
opinion.
Yes,
and it's
sir.
Based on the fact that we joined, we had the right to leave. The other thing, you talked about the number of other deaths, is this is where you and I were talking. I have a great-great-grandfather on my mother's side that at the Battle of Spotsylvania in April of 1963, 2 weeks before the battle, he died of disease. And so he never actually fought at Spotsylvania, but he's buried at Spotsylvania. He died from disease.
Oh.
Wow.
We hanging in there?
So far.
Copy, deep gap.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
Well, I mean, it's family history. His his name was David Holt. His brother, Solomon Holt, fought at Gettysburg 3 months later in July of 1863 and actually died at Gettysburg. He's buried at Gettysburg. He fought with the Stanley Guard. As far as the prisoner of war camps, I had a third great-great-grandfather, his name's Christian Burroughs, that was captured, sent to a prisoner of war camp in New York, escaped, and came back to Stanley County, and I actually live on the land that I got passed down through the family from Christian. So I've had three great-great-grandfathers and a great-great-great-uncle that fought. Two of them died and two survived.
Thank God for you. That's beautiful, man. I hate to glorify it, but thank God for that.
Well, South's going to do it again.
That's right. Well,
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Well, regarding people calling it Civil War, the actual definition, as I understand, the Civil War is when you're trying to take over the government. Am I wrong about that?
That's the way I felt. My namesake, and I want Mr. Average Don, above Average Don, to remember my namesake and my little tale, but I won't belabor us with that tonight.
I agree. If we had a Civil War,
brother against brother, but our values were in mind, and it's a shame you had to shoot your brother. I can't imagine it, and I don't pretend to. But my hat's off to you folks that have been paying attention. I'm sincere about that, and I want to hear some more.
Well, and there are kinds of genealogy sites that you can go to. And like I said, I traced my great-great-great-great-grandfather back to the Revolutionary War. And then two generations later, the Civil War. And then I can tell you about my grandfather in World War II and those kind of things, all the way up to my son in the Gulf War. You can go through genealogy and find, because there are, like Stanley pointed out, they do keep the war records and the service records through Veterans Affairs, and it is possible to go online and research that.
That's cool.
Okay, gentlemen, it looks like we've got another caller.
Well, Stan, I'm going to sign off, and so you guys have a wonderful time, and next time, do your broadcast wearing some clothes.
Okay.
I'll talk to you
later. Tell everybody that. They're going to know. That's why I don't
do
video.
Well, you said your butt sticks to the vinyl when you sit there.
Yeah,
the
it
podcast.
Does.
So.
Good okay. to hear you, Reverend Duncan.
Bye-bye.
You keep an eye on it.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, so we got another caller here. Let's see who we got here. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm coming in late, so I missed the majority of the conversation. So I'm just going to hang back
well,
and kind of catch up to where you are.
Oh,
well,
man,
that's
please
fine.
Talk to us.
What
I think
you got?
We're done. Please talk.
We're just kind of shooting from the hip right now.
Oh, you guys already finished the show?
No, sir.
No, we're still going.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a question or a comment or?
Well, no, I just came in, so I only heard like you talking to your partner before they left and everything. I haven't heard anything besides that. I just called it.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you calling in just to listen to the show, or did you want to actually participate? Or?
Oh yeah, I definitely want to participate, but you know, kind of gotta get into the conversation of where you guys are.
That's quite cool, man.
Oh, I got you.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Where did you come in? And let me, maybe we can start from there because we want to hear exactly what you're talking about, bro.
Okay. I heard the end where you're talking about brother versus brother, and, you know, that was about it, but I missed the beginning of that.
Okay, cool. All I meant by that was family amongst family here in the Civil War, you know, in this side of America. And I cannot imagine it. We have people that remember all that. It just sounds like an inhumane
right.
thing against thing. But that's how crazy it was to me. Which side of the family
yeah.
you were on, you'd get shot.
Yeah, there's a book I'm reading right now. It's pretty good. I don't know if you guys want to check it out, but it's called Masterless Men by Carrie Mayer, something like that. I can't remember her last name. But the book is called
What's
Masterless
called again?
Men.
Masterless
Men. Yeah. And it's about a good portion of the Confederate Army. You know, these were people who were conscripted. These were people who were forced. These were people
yes,
who
sir.
Were threatened.
Yes, sir. Mine was.
Yeah. These were people who
I'm sorry to laugh at that. But
no, these people who were threatened with being jailed, threatened with, you know, firing squad,
yeah.
Having everything confiscated,
that's
being
on
given
record.
Right, being given, you know, the Confederate script as far as money that they couldn't do anything with. Their farms were being, you know, taken from to provide supplies for the army. Because a lot of these, like, revisionist stories we hear, like, we get this enthusiastic, poor Southern class of people who wanted to fight back against big government. But it's like, no, not in reality. In reality,
right.
we're talking about the planter class abusing, you know, the other class.
Right. How about that, man?
So where are you from, caller, and what's your first name?
John. I'm in Atlanta.
John, okay. John, thanks for calling in Atlanta. All right. How'd you find us? Did you just stumble across us? Or?
Yeah, I was looking at Blog Talk, and I saw the title, so I said, oh, hell, yeah, definitely go listen to that.
Love you, man.
Well, thank you, John.
I don't mean that lightly, man, because this was a – Stan is the actual – producer here, And he's got a
average Joe, as it were.
I'm sorry about all that. I'm just a listener. But he's talking about all the American wars and Civil Wars. Seems to be one of the ones we can most all remember with familial stories and horrendous things and all that. And
yeah,
I'm glad you called us tonight. I say Stan's the major production man, average Stan. But
okay,
we've been just trying to remember various things in World War II, our uncles and grandpa's war, and Civil War was kind of whether or not the nation was going to make it or not. In my opinion, I'm sorry for saying that. But.
We jumped in and I appreciate all the conversation and we're not, I'm not stopping you, but I just wanted to interject. We didn't really give a lot of information at the beginning of the show. We just kind of hopped in and started talking about the generalities and things we remembered and Don called in and. But just, there was a, other than, we had talked about this being, we really didn't talk about this being the first war, amongst ourselves, as it were. And again, Mr. Scott did talk about brother against brother. And, you can only imagine how horrific that would have been. To have to fight your own family or fight your friends, and the numbers—I think the numbers of deaths. Let's see, 625,000 lives, which is nearly as many American soldiers as died in all other wars in which this country has fought combined. So, you think about that and.
I cannot imagine.
The technique is, back then we didn't have, tanks and missiles and airplanes just to blow up a bunch of people at one time. This was a gruesome, in the trenches, shooting balls of lead at each other, stabbing each other, fighting each other, just gruesome, unbelievable, something that most people will never understand, nor should have to understand. And the history of things for the United States and well, the world. I mean, the whole world has been, we've always been killing and pillaging each other anyway. It's nothing new for it by any means, but, it's still just the reality of it.
Right. Well, there again, if we forget the past, we're messing up. And it's so simple. I don't know why it has to keep happening, but I'm trying to say exactly what you just said. There's a chance to keep going through this mess.
Yeah, indeed. I just wanted to add, when you think about it, a civil war, you're going to have high casualties because everybody who is being attacked is a citizen of your country. So the casualties are going to be high. But during this period, Europe saw America as an emerging power. But when they were, reading the reports and looking into this, it kind of shocked and scared them because then they realized, when they harness this power of an American war machine, this thing is going to be way more formidable than we thought. So this shocked Europe too, because remember, this is when they rolled out, the Gatling gun is out there.
Right.
You got high capacity magazines to a degree, not something modern, but for its time, this was the rollout of a whole lot of new military equipment as well.
Right.
So that was going to make this, the war that it was. And then, you have the problem of how do you retrieve your wounded? How do you retrieve your dead? In a situation like this, which gets really, really complicated because you're not talking about trench warfare. but you're talking about generals who went to the same academy, studied the same tactics, people who they knew. I know the guy
that's
on the other side. I know how he thinks. Now we're going into battle. Like, that is, man.
We talk about the weapons development. You know, I had watched some documentaries about Smith and Wesson versus Colt, and you know, basically, the Civil War was really what got them, made them wealthy and or famous.
Mm-hmm. More reliable.
Yeah. The revolver, the cartridge, you know, cartridge ammunition. Like you said, the Gatling gun. Of course, I don't know who developed the Gatling gun. Probably Mr. Gatling. But that's the way it is with any war. There's always technology developed, you know.
Right. But yeah, man, this is always an interesting topic, man, because there's so much to it. Like, you can get into the political side of it, which is a lot, but then just getting into the, you know, on the ground stuff. Because basically, think about what Sherman decided. Okay, this is going to be a stalemate until we make the local population suffer. So we're going to make Georgia holler, you know, the famous saying that he said. So we're gonna burn, we're going to, you know, push to the side, we're going to take their things. Like, we're going to make this war as uncomfortable for the citizens down there as we are for the people we're fighting. So this
that's
is not
I heard.
Something that
yes,
people
sir,
can
bro.
Just.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
If a thing is pressed,
yeah, that's
another let it be pressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard, and it sounded like the thing to have been done, and thank God, hopefully, it cut it short many tens of years.
Yeah, and they talk about
that's
in all kinds of military academies. Like, that's something they say, okay, is a short, very painful war better than a long, prolonged war that's maybe not as vicious?
It tore the country in two, quite possibly forever. And it'll take a while for it to get better, but it failed. And Abraham had better ideas.
You know, that was, that, so far as the effects that it still has on the country, I had read an article about sports in the South, and this about why the, you know, Southerners are so passionate about their basketball teams and football teams. And it really comes down to, it gives them an opportunity to fight that battle again. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than that, but looking at it from a mass psychological, you know, study, I guess you could say, you know, there's still that, you know, we have that past, you know, and we still make fun of each other. You know, us Southerners like to, you know, say that, you know, the Northerners are rude and whatever, and then the Northerners like to say the Southerners are dumb and slow, and, you know, we still kind of, you know, pick at each other, and, you know, it'll probably always be that way, I would imagine.
Well, if we quit doing that, we're messing up. You know, you got to keep messing with everybody, just make sure everybody's paying attention.
Yeah. So just let me excuse me, this is not numbers, but I had mentioned earlier, you know, South Carolina was the first state to secede, which was in December of 1860, and then Mississippi, that came in around in January of 1861. So Florida was next, Alabama was next, and then Georgia, and then Louisiana, and then Texas. And then Virginia, and then Arkansas, and then North Carolina finally squeezed in there, and then Tennessee. And that was all between December of 1860 and June of 1861, so in about a six-month or so period. I was really surprised I didn't see Kentucky in there anywhere. I figured they'd be in there somewhere, you know, because we kind of think of them as Southern, but...
I'm sorry, man. I don't remember any of that, what you're talking about. I'm sorry. That's my fault. Thank you for describing
that. No, that's
it.
Okay.
I have no opinion on that. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, I got some comments for that the thing to do would be to, you could pull up the articles of succession from each state, and they clearly state why they were leaving. And for the most part, what you'll see is they were leaving because of slavery.
Oh, I'll buy that. Yes, sir, I'll buy that.
Typically we think of slavery and we think of the moral problem of it and saying, okay, this is evil, it shouldn't be done, and we think of that, but we don't think of the finance part of it. The majority of Southerners, and we're talking about the planter class, the ones who initiated the war, not the regular rank and file folks.
The rice tribe.
The majority of their wealth was in the bodies of the enslaved. These were people who they could pawn
totally
when they got into financial trouble. This was their economic engine. Now, they sold raw materials and in the North produced the finished products and then sold them to the, you know, to Europe and the globe. Now, the Southerners' argument was, look, you are the ones who had the ports to begin with and brought the slaves over here, and now you're thinking of different ways politically to get rid of it, but that will collapse our economy. So this,
right,
you know, these are the trials of the war. Like, basically, the Southerners were like, okay, if there's going to be new territories, we want some of them to be slave states so we can, you know, keep what we have. And the Northerners, because, you know, world was changing, this was going to end soon. The Northerners, you know, being a little more forward-thinking, thinking like, okay, this is not going to work. Britain is shooting our ships out of the sea, and, you know, we're dealing with all of this stuff. This is something that we're going to have to get rid of. So there was going to be a fight sooner or later. And John Brown, you know, infamously said, I tried to solve this, you know, in the best way possible, and, you know, there will be, you know, rivers of blood to solve this thing I was trying to solve. You know, that's
well
the great John
should.
Brown.
As well there should.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
John,
it's a lot.
I really.
It's right and
I really
wrong. Right and wrong is not
really,
hard to describe.
John, I really appreciate you calling in. It sounds like you're pretty well versed in this subject, way more than me. I promise you.
I know more of the political stuff about it. I don't know as much about the war side of it. You guys are going to know more about the war side of it than I do. I know about more of the political side of it.
Well, that's important, and that's probably the most important, you know, because cause and effect.
How long can you keep this going on? I'd like to press on past the 45 minutes, whatever long it takes.
Well, I had...
This is your coolest caller yet, man, brother. This is your coolest caller you ever had. I'm going to hear the rest of it.
Hey, John, you got the coolest caller award.
I'm in it, man. I just think it keeps me around because I'm cheap, but damn. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cuss on the radio.
No.
I want to hear more, man, if we can. If not, we'll do it next time.
Yeah, that's the easy part when we're in agreement. Then we disagree on something, then I'm the worst caller. You know how.
Well, that's Stan's fault.
But,
then we'll press on four or five more hours and we'll figure it out. Let's do that.
Well, typically we don't talk about politics and we don't talk about religion on the average show, Joe. Now, the history of, you know, political things in his, you know, I mean, it's going to be hard to stay away from that, but we try not to be too controversial on here. We just want to have a discussion, and we don't want to be butting heads, you know, so that's kind of why
right.
we normally stay away from that. But there's plenty of political shows out there, you know, they're a dime a dozen, and everybody's got their opinion, and, you know, but I just choose not to do that. So, but anyway, we have actually gotten to the point of, we're past time, but, and John, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, man. Good show. I just wanted to check it out. I saw you guys, and I see you talked about other wars, so I'll definitely check those out too, man. Good job.
Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate you calling in.
If anybody wants to press on, let's do it. I'm getting ready to have to take a nap here in a little while. I'm glad to hear all the input from everybody. Seriously.
Good deal.
If it's time to crash, that'd be a good thing, too.
Well, I've got something else scheduled, but we're going to, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and head off. But, again, thank you both. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Thank you, John. And thank you, Don, for calling in. And next week, let me look. I am ill-prepared here. Next week we're going to be talking about, actually, wait a minute, let me catch myself. I should say the next episode we're going to be talking about the Mexican War. No, not the Mexican War. The Spanish-American War. But next week and the next week we're not going to have a show because it's going to be the first time I've done this because I'm actually going to be traveling. So it'll be 3 weeks from now when we have the next show, which will be, again, about the Spanish-American War. And then after that is World War One, and so I know that's one that everybody wants to get in on. John, you know, we've got all the archives if you want to go back and listen to any of those. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff on here, not just war. This just happens to be a series we're doing right now. But there's a lot of, I mean, we're all over the place.
Gotcha. Okay. No problem, man. Sounds like my kind
of
thing.
All right.
Well, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, John. Thanks again for calling in.
And you're still on. You have a good
thanks
too,
to
bro.
All the other listeners.
All right.
And we'll see you guys next episode.
All